And it is time now for Speaking of the Arts, and we're hoping that Robert Knott will be with us in just a few minutes. So we will, maybe Nick is in the control room and will say hello to us and help us with our ticket giveaway and things like that. So what have we got going on today? We know that Collected Works Bookstore is doing a bunch of things coming up on Sunday afternoon. This Sunday, the 1st of March, the Muse Times 2 Poetry Series is at 4 o'clock, and they're presenting Jeffrey Harrison and Nick DePascal reading new works, and I have been reading Jeffrey Harrison's work. We had him on the air the other day, and he is a really wonderful poet, and Nick DePascal, who I believe is here from here in New Mexico, so he will be with us as well. That's happening at Collected Works Bookstore at 4 in the afternoon. Also at Collected Works Bookstore, there will be a reception for three New Mexico artists this afternoon at 5 o'clock. Works by Linda Leslie, Mary Thomas, and Daryl Wilkinson will be presented, and light refreshments will be served. And then tomorrow, Saturday at 5 o'clock, Collected Works Store welcomes best-selling author Peter Turchi for a presentation of his new book, A Muse and a Maze, Writing as Puzzle, Mystery, and Magic. So aspiring writers, check it out. And on, Sunday morning, Journey Santa Fe presents activist and archaeologist Courtney White, who will discuss his new book, Age of Consequences, a chronicle of concern and hope, and present some concrete solutions for today's environmental crisis. And Courtney White is one of the co-founders of the Kivira Coalition and one of our really amazing thinkers and organizers here in New Mexico, has done incredible work, and we followed that work on the Radio Cafe and will continue to do so. Collected Works is at 202 Galisteo Street in downtown Santa Fe, and all events are free and open to the public. What else do we have going on here? So there's an event happening at the Iconic Coffee Shop, Iconic Coffee Roasters on Lena Street, on Sunday, March 1st, from 5 to 7, Greenhouse Grocery, the community co-op, is going to be talking and hanging out with people, I guess providing food, not really sure, but they're also featuring Weston Lee McDowell's Shiners Club Band. And there's a suggested donation, but you can find out about the new co-op and what their plans are and learn more about all of that. And we have, of course, ladies and gentlemen, the cat of the week. You can adopt a kiddly, I guess it is, cuddly kitty companion from Felines and Friends, which is our wonderful local cat rescue organization. And this week's featured cat is Mr. K. Or no, not Mr. K, Ms. K. Ms. K is a sweet and playful kitty. She's also quite outgoing and social. She would probably prefer to be in an adult home as the only pet, but she may adjust to a gentle male feline companion. Ms. K is a beautiful girl with a short coat and a kind of tortoiseshell tabby markings and white feet, and she's about 5 years old. If you are interested in adopting Ms. K, please call 505-316-2281. You can write to askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com. And you can go to fnfnm.org. And we've got a ticket giveaway, and we're going to turn to Nick in the control room to find out more about that.
That's right. This is for Robert Cray next Tuesday, which is March 3rd, believe it or not. March starts next week.
And amazing.
I know. That was a
not
fast
that we
February.
Haven't had an early spring.
Right. On and off spring. I guess.
Yeah, on and off spring. It's deep freeze, spring, snowstorms.
Repeat and repeat.
Yep.
Yeah. So the Robert Cray Band is going to be at the Lenzic next Tuesday, March 3rd at 7:30. Let's see here. He's the guitarist who brought back blues to the charts in the 80s via songs that define blues themes, but added modern and personal twists. So you probably know more about him than I do. If you want to check him out, the number to call is 428-1382. We've got a pair of tickets to the first person that makes my light start blinking white. There's no out. There it goes. Okay, let me see who just won.
428-1382, and we'll come back with a winner. And like with all these things, only call if you definitely can go. Okay, veteran singer-songwriter Scott Jarrett makes a rare performance at O'Shaughnessy Performance Space at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design on Sunday, the 1st of March. At 4 in the afternoon, he will perform original music ranging over a 40-year singing and songwriting career. Guests include Paul Brown on upright bass and Horace Young on flute and saxophones. And admission to that concert is free. Now, we have, let's see, let's look at some other events that we have on here. Tomorrow, from 5 to 7, the Lannan Foundation is having an artist opening called Carry Me, Thomas Joshua Cooper. And this is a wonderful artist, photographer, whose work is up from tomorrow through the 19th of April at the Lannan Foundation Gallery. They're open on Saturdays and Sundays from noon to 5 or by appointment. The Lannan Foundation is at 309 Reed Street here in Santa Fe. The number 954-5149, but definitely check out the artist reception and opening tomorrow from 5 to 7. What else have we got here? Okay, we've got some things later in March, but that's not what we... Okay, Kimberly Akimbo. It's the last weekend of this play by David Lindsay Abaire that is directed by Janet Davidson with actors Anne Roylance, Patrick Briggs, Kelly Kiernan, Jasper Keane, and Debriana Mancini. And it is Friday and Saturday nights at 7:30 and Sunday matinee. This Sunday is the last one, the last performance. And so definitely check it out. A very good, kind of crazy play. I mean, it's a good play at the Santa Fe Playhouse at 142 East of Vargas Street in Santa Fe. 988-4262 is the number for more reservations. Okay, let us check this out. That is Kimberly Akimbo. Here's another thing. This Sunday, March 1st, Quality Artisans, Creatives, and More at the Indoor Rail Yard Artisan Market at the Santa Fe Farmers Market Pavilion. Music, food from the Cafe Fresh, and more. That's from 10 to 4 this coming Sunday. And of course, don't forget the Farmers Market, which is every Saturday, and always great fun to go to. We have something going on at Teatro Paraguas. Not Quite Right. It's an upbeat family drama by Elaine Jarvik and Robert Benjamin. Of course, Robert Benjamin, a local playwright, has been doing a lot of excellent work here in Santa Fe for many years. And that actually opened last night. It runs through the 8th of March. It's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30, and then Sunday matinees at 2 o'clock. Teatro Paraguas is at 3205 Calle Marie here in Santa Fe, and that's directed by Beth Kennedy Jones, whom we had on the air the other day talking about it, and with actors Kat Sawyer, Stephanie Dees, Cindy Coulter, Alex Thorne, Steve Oakley. For reservations and more information, you can call 424-1601. And let's see. Nick, what have you got for us?
Well, I was kind of cruising the arts and culture section, and, well, this isn't exactly arts and culture, but I guess that's kind of the point. Hoop houses. Learn about hoop houses down in Cochiti. This is coming up on Wednesday, February 25th. Never mind. Yeah, I know how it feels now when you're over there and you start reading the event and the time is at the bottom of the posting.
Yes.
Let's see. Let me skip forward.
We're doing this live, ladies and gentlemen. So if you send me emails that are opaque, either I won't read them at all or something bad will happen.
I can tell you about the fun drive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's do a quick little plug for ourselves here, your community radio station. No, we're not asking for donations yet, but check this out. If you do go ahead and donate now by going to our website, ksfr.org, you can be entered into a drawing, and the grand prize this year is a $500 gift certificate. $500 to the Golden Eye Jewelry Boutique. That's over on Don Gaspar next to Pasquale's. So it's the Golden Eye,
wow.
$500. We will be drawing the name I guess before it begins. But yeah, you can go to KSFR.org, check out that red button in the top right-hand corner of the page and click Donate Now. Or if the internet's not your thing, you can go ahead and call us at 428-1527 if you want to get your pledge in now. And, you know, those kind of pledges are pretty cool because, you know, the sooner we get them in, the shorter the drive is going to be. You know that deal. But, hey, we're not going to be pitching right now. Just something to keep on the back burner for you for a chance to get some money back.
The KSFR Fund Drive. And just remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is coming to you for free, but it's not free for us. So when you help us, it makes a huge difference. But you'll be hearing more about that later. Okay, Axel Contemporary Art has a new installation called Castaway by Aline Hunziker, and that is in their mobile gallery. As if they weren't doing enough with the Gerald Peters, or the Peters Project space on Paseo de Peralta, where there's a huge exhibition, which is a kind of 5-year retrospective of Axel Contemporary Artists, they're continuing to do work in their mobile gallery. So that opens in the rail yard shade structure by the farmers market today from 5 to 7, and the exhibition continues through the 29th of March. For more information on Axel Art and to find out where this vehicle will be, that in which the van in which the art travels around, you can go to Axel, AXLEART.com, AxelArt.com. All right, let's see what else we've got.
I found the calendar section of my publication here.
It's great.
Actually, it goes by day, so I won't mess this up this time. Coming up tomorrow, the 28th. Oh, boy, the 28th. Did you talk about Collected Works yet? Stuff going on at Collected Works?
Yeah, Collected Works we've got. But okay. I did want to let people know that there are some new exhibitions at the Llewellyn Galleries. Bernard Chait, Form in Nature, and he's a terrific, distinguished artist who I've heard about for many, many years. Very good artist. That opens today from 5 to 7, and then they're open Monday through Friday 10 to 6 and Saturday 10 to 5 at 1613 Paseo de Peralta. And they also have I'm just pronouncing this name in my head before I say it, but I think it's Ed Miskowski, The Aesthetics of Geometry. And that's another artist that's being shown at Llewellyn Galleries, so definitely check him out.
That sounds like fun. Did you talk about the flamenco dinner show?
No, tell us about that.
Ooh, yeah, this is at El Farol up on Canyon Road. Stand in Awe of Dancers, 6:30 p.m. It's not exactly free, but that's going on at El Farol tomorrow night, flamenco dinner show.
Excellent. And what else have we got here? Let's see. There is a Tai Chi workshop with Ray Abeta and Wolf Carter from El Paso, Texas. They're former national and international Tai Chi champions from this Texas School of Tai Chi in El Paso. And that is today at 6 o'clock, tomorrow from 10 to 4 with a lunch break, and Sunday from 10 to 3:30. And it's at the Bettina Steinke Studio at 462 Acequia Madre here in Santa Fe. If you would like more information, you can call 505-913-1269, or you can call Ray Abeta directly at 915-355-8758. And maybe easiest of all would be to go to texastaichi.net. And we have a certain gentleman who has deigned to show up
late, never in my career with you.
You've never done that. I
no.
forgive you. But
you know what? My Jeep doesn't have a door.
Your
it's
Jeep
freezing
doesn't have
out
a
there.
Door. Yeah, it is cold.
I know. But that happens. It's slowly falling apart. It's dilapidated, not to mention delighted. How are you?
I'm fine now because you're here.
Oh, did you talk about King Lear yet?
No, go ahead.
Well, Ontario Stratford Festival. You know Stratford-on-Avon?
I do.
You never knew they were in Ontario, did you? You can go up there and visit.
There are all kinds of places.
Stratford is?
Yeah, there's a Stratford, Connecticut, where they used to have a Shakespeare festival. Of course, England. There's all kinds of
Stratfords. Oh, they're stealing from the original. That's plagiarism. Anyway, they're going to be performing King Lear Sunday at the Screen. It's the film version, and I think you're going to like it. You know, instead of going to some other theaters where they have the high def, You'll see King Lear from the Ontario Stratford Festival, 1 o'clock at the Screen Sunday. Got to pay to get in, 473-6494. Did you do Kitty Cat yet?
We did the kitty.
Oh.
You missed it.
Well, the radio's not working in my car either. I'm lucky the wheels are still on.
Yeah, we're lucky too.
What do you know about the post-op responsive eye 50 years after exhibit?
Nothing. You go ahead and tell us.
Well, thanks. It's at the David Richard Gallery on Guadalupe Street. It's 5 p.m. reception on Friday. And it looks like a really cool sort of pop art visual exhibit. And it's Michael Abatamarco has a great story in Paso Tiempo on page 28. So that's something worth doing.
Excellent. What's going on in movies?
What's going on in movies? Well, there's usually a lot of action and too much sex. People get upset. Really bad comedy. What else do you want to know? You want to know about Song of the Sea, the Academy Award nominee for Best Animated Feature at CCA?
Yes.
Well, that's playing at the CCA. Do you want to know Maps of Two to Stars playing at the CCA?
Yes.
There it is. What do you remember about Excalibur when you saw it on the screen for the first time?
I never saw Excalibur on the screen anytime.
Oh, my God. It's your chance to go, too. And I'm not just plugging the screen. The screen. They're playing Excalibur.
All right.
You know, it's from the early 80s. They took the King Arthur myth, turned it around on its head, and added lots of violence and sex. I just talked about that. And Nicole Williamson's in it. And if you've never seen it or you haven't seen it in many years, it's opening at the screen. You can check the Paso Tiempo for showtimes.
The Santa Fe Green Chamber of Commerce is presenting Renewable Energy Day at the Roundhouse. That is today from 10 to 3. There's a press conference at noon, and you can celebrate the economic, environmental, and social benefits of renewable energy and energy efficiency at the Renewable Energy Day. So nice. Come here, your favorite senators, and Mayor Gonzalez will be there, and all kinds of people and young people, and be a good day.
I like that, come here, your favorite senators. Are there some who are not so favorite?
Yeah.
Let's not name names.
No names will be mentioned right now.
I see.
But, you know, it's politics. There's always your favorites and non-favorites. That's how it works.
Santa Fe Prep is doing The Mystery of Edwin Drood. Now, what do you know about that? You read a lot of books.
No, nothing. Go.
What do you mean, nothing? Do you know who wrote the original novel? Edgar Allan Poe. Do you know anything about that guy?
Yeah, we share a birthday.
You're kidding.
No.
What's his birthday?
It was back in January.
Oh. But you're still alive and he's gone. Was it the same exact day, the same year?
No, it was a different year, actually.
I see. That explains his...
But getting back to the subject.
So, Santa Fe Prep is doing the musical version. Since Poe never finished the book, he died before he completed it. He had this great mystery, and everybody's like, who's the killer? So they came up with a musical version, and they let the audience decide who the killer is at the end. So I guess they have, like, 5 different endings ready to go. Santa Fe Prep's doing it. Brad Fairbanks, a good director, 7:30 p.m. It continues through Sunday at Santa Fe Prep up on the Camino La Cruz Blanca.
Okay. What else is happening? What's happening at the screen? Let's see.
There's Wait a minute. I just told you we had two. We got Excalibur at the screen.
Well, I thought you said that was at CCA.
I did? No, I said that the animated feature was at CCA.
Oh, okay.
Can't get your movies together, and you're wondering why I'm late.
Yeah, well, you know.
Did you plug Santa Fe Restaurant Week?
No, let's talk about that.
What do you know about it?
That it's a week of restaurants.
I show up late and it's still the same old. It's 57 local restaurants are presenting a dinner, an especially priced 2-course lunch. It runs through Sunday. You can check out nmrestaurantweek.com. It's a week of restaurants. You can go to restaurants any night of the week here.
You can go to restaurants any night of the week, almost any. Although so many people are closed on Sunday. Have you ever tried to take your German aunt and uncle out to dinner on a Sunday?
I don't have a German aunt and uncle, so no, I've never tried that.
Oh, okay. Well,
but I do go to, like, the Chinese place, Chopsticks, on Sunday, and they're closed.
That's what I'm saying. There's so many places that are closed.
And I go there, like, almost every Sunday, and they still don't open.
So, what is the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and thinking you're going to get a different result?
All right. Let's talk about A Taste of Tibetan Music, or did you do that before I got here?
No, go ahead.
Well, there's going to be A Taste of Tibetan Music Saturday. Singers from the local Tibetan community are going to perform some traditional songs from 2 to 3:30 p.m. over on 2nd Street at the Tibetan Buddhist Center there. It's 1807 2nd Street, Suite 35, and they will accept donations. One more time, that's 2:30 on Saturday.
Excellent. And I'm seeing that there is another film here on at the screen called Timbuktu. that was nominated for the Best Foreign Film in the Academy Awards. I think this came out before, so I don't know who won the Best Foreign Film.
Did you watch the Oscars?
No, I didn't. Did you?
No, strangely enough, as I get older, I see less movies. That's number one.
Fewer movies.
But, yeah, those two. But also, I find the ceremony is just, I know people are riveted, but I find it less and less interesting.
It's endless.
And they try to spice it up every year. And I didn't see it, so I can't criticize it. But I do have a vague sense of who won what and what went where.
Well,
who the host was.
I don't know. I don't even know any of those things, except I knew. What was that movie that won most of the...
Birdland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so this movie, Timbuktu, here's the little blurb. Not far from the ancient Malian city of Timbuktu, now ruled by the religious fundamentalists, proud cattle herder Kidane lives peacefully in the dunes with his wife Satima and their daughter.
Oh.
But then things happen.
Oh boy, here we go.
Yeah, and it includes music, laughter, cigarettes, and soccer, which have been banned by the jihadists.
And it's in English, French, Arabic, and other languages.
Women have become shadows, but resist with dignity. Every day, new improvised... Oh, gosh, that's a rough movie, but probably really worth seeing. Because seeing movies from Mauritania... And Mauritania is the country where Mohamedou Ould Slahi comes from, and he's still in Guantanamo for having done nothing whatsoever. And we presented his Guantanamo diary on the air the other day.
I remember that.
Yeah. So definitely go watch the Mauritanian film At the Screen.
Meanwhile, there is an Israeli dance at the Oddfellows Hall over on Sirius Road, traditional folk dance Sunday, 8 to 10 p.m. Suggested donation, but you can have fun. I think that's a pretty cool thing to do, too. People think there's nothing to do Sunday nights because the restaurants are closed, which isn't entirely true, by the way.
Yeah, well, you just have to go with low blood sugar.
Or bring your German uncle and aunt and make sure that they're closed.
Or dog forbid, eat at home.
How's your dogs?
How's
that new dog
so good.
Who we named on the air?
I got a little puppy, Lollipuppy. They're great. They're good. We need to do a little bit of dog training, but that's another story. Here's a play that's being presented by some students at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, but it's at Warehouse 21. Tonight at 7 o'clock and tomorrow at noon for colored girls who... The whole thing is not here. Yes, it is. For colored girls who have considered suicide when the rainbow is enough. It's called a choreo poem. It's a series of poetic monologues told through speech and through song and dance. And it's actually inspired by events in the author's life. We had this wonderful Takiya Fame Hudson, who was the director and one of the actors in it, on the air yesterday. And definitely worth going over and checking out what these talented students at the Santa Fe University are up to.
Nice. When I moved here about 20-some years ago, Cookie Jordan, who I don't think lives in town anymore, was directing a version of that at the old, the great sandwich shop downtown that everybody loved.
Carlos Gospel Cafe.
Thank you. Yeah, she turned it into a little theater space. It was one of the first things I remember when I got here.
Which is now where La Taverna is.
That's correct. Fire and Ice Restoration Festival at Father Fitzgerald's Park. This is kind of for kids. Free community event. There's going to be booths, music. I believe that Smokey Bear is going to be there and Woody Owl. 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday.
Smokey the Bear and Woody Allen?
Woodsy Owl.
Oh.
Woodsy Owl is a character like Smokey Bear, he's a preservationist character. They're cartoon people and they get me excited.
You know, what gets him excited, it's all on the radio, ladies and gentlemen. Take notes.
Anyway, if you want information on it, call the Jemez Ranger District at 505-438-5431. And real fast, books and babies. This is perfect for people who want to read to their kids. Singer-songwriters, storytellers Michael and Lisa are going to be doing a little event 10:30 on Tuesdays at the main branch of our library, which is on Washington Avenue. And 10:30 on Wednesdays at Lafarge, and 10:30 at Thursdays at Southside Branch. So the great things, you've got to bring the kids, and they must be accompanied by an adult. So books and babies, you want to bring your kids to something, 10:30. I think that's a great idea.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I mentioned that today from 5 to 6:30 at Collected Works Bookstore, there's also a reception for three painters, Linda Leslie, Mary Thomas, and Daryl Wilson. or Williston? It's got typos in it, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway.
We talk about that a lot, the press releases. I still get some that really don't have, like, the time or the day is different from the date.
Yeah.
Like Thursday, April 16th, but Thursday is really April 15th.
Or the one that I just saw a moment ago from a theater company that will remain nameless that misspelled the name of its own actor.
Uh-oh. Well, if you know the actor, that's at least just good.
You can figure out what it says, but come on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now we're picking on people just because I showed up late. Doug Montgomery's at Vanessa's Saturday night.
Yeah, it's all
o'clock.
About you.
It is when I'm stumbling in, looking like I just rolled out of bed and I got no door on my Jeep. Doug Montgomery, 6 o'clock at Vanessa's Saturday night. It doesn't have to be the loneliest night of the week. Nightlife on Sunday when you think there's nothing going on. Nacho Mendez is at El Farol, 7 o'clock. You can go sit there quietly. And Tone and Company are going to play some jam and jazz at 8:30 at Evangelo's that night. And the Rhubarbs, who I've never heard, are playing from 2 to 6 at the Mineshaft Sunday. So I might spin down there and take a look at that.
Excellent.
What's the weather say, by the way? Are we getting snow?
Well, we were supposed to get a big old pile of snow today. I mean, last night and into this morning. But it's now looks like it's going to come tonight. But I was down at the animal shelter yesterday, and I saw Ben Swan, who said that he was digging his car out yesterday at, like, early in the day. So I think there's a lot of snow happening over New Mexico, which is great. We need the snow. We need the snowpack. We're going to need the runoff. But, you know, be careful. Get some food. Drive safely.
All of the above.
Hole up in your house when it's snowing. Hey, how about David Geist?
And try to have a door on your Jeep. Go ahead. Is he playing over at Pronzo?
He is playing over at Pronzo, Geist Cabaret. And tonight, special guest Robin Holloway will be with him. And tomorrow night, he'll be playing with Julie Trujillo.
Oh, she's great. And so is he. So go hear them. Go listen to them.
Yep. And David Geist has, here's a little bit of inside information, a new CD coming out soon. And we're going to hear all about that when the time comes.
Good. Nice. You know somebody who lives in New Mexico, an artist, because this show focuses on the arts, who maybe has made a great contribution to the arts in the state, and you should nominate them for the Governor's Awards for Excellent in the Arts, which have been going on for decades? No, I'm saying if you know someone, you can nominate them no later than Friday, March 27th, to New Mexico Arts, 407 Galisteo Street. Forms are available online at www.nmarts.org.
All right,
I'm so sorry I was late. I will never do that to you again.
No,
it's not all right. You did great.
Things happen. We're all good. And thanks, a big thanks to Nick Appalucci over in the control room. He is fabulous and does such a great job, and as do all the staff members at KSFR. And I want to thank you, Robert Ott, for being with us, speaking of the arts.
I'll be here on time next time, I promise, once a month, last Friday of every month.
Last Friday of every month. It's just great to have you.
Thank you.